All right, and welcome back. As I promised you, I am not going to give up covering stories about what's happening to the condominium marketplace here in South Florida. I'm a condo resident. I have a homeowners association. And we've got numerous things coming at us, not the least of which are all the new rules and regulations regarding insurance. So I have asked someone who really understands this probably better than just about anyone else. Lisa Miller is on the line with me. Lisa, tell people a little bit about your background so they feel pretty confident that you know what you're talking about.
Thank you so much for having me today. I want to make sure that my connection is clear. I'm actually in the Capitol as we speak. I've been that our legislators are in session until the first week of May. Mm-hmm. Insurance is, unfortunately, is some of it is a hot topic and some of it's not, so we'll get into that. But I am Florida's former deputy insurance commissioner. I served during the 2004 and 2005 storms, which, as many of you know, we've been residents here a long time. That was 8 storms that crisscrossed our state in 2 years and really did a number on so many of our communities. And a lot of folks have me under I for insurance because, unfortunately, I got the bug when I was in my early 20s, and I'm 63, and I'm still talking about it, Joyce. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, it needs to be talked about because, you know, the Homeowners Association where I am in my condo is right now, as we speak, looking at the new rates, the renewal premium statement for the condo associations, and it looks insane.
So let's talk about why it's insane, Joyce. And I, again, appreciate you letting me educate your great listeners throughout the audience. You know, there's 3 reasons why insurance premiums rise. One is the weather, and we all know we can't do anything about that. We can't fix that, can't change that. The weather, as we all know, seems to be getting more extreme.
Right.
The second reason is frivolous litigation. I spoke with an attorney this morning who said that it is not uncommon for him to have 100-plus lawsuits against insurance companies for whatever reason. He was very much critical of how insurance companies handle claims. I'm not saying insurance companies are good or bad. That's not my purpose for this discussion. But and that he was just, you know, incensed that the governor would try to take away the rights of folks to sue, which is not what the governor is trying to do. So litigation is a big piece of why your insurance premiums are rising. We'll talk more about that. And then third is the reinsurance, the cost of reinsurance. And reinsurance is insurance or insurance company. So by way of example, for every dollar that you spend in premium, let's suppose that your condo association had a $250,000 premium last year. This year, it's $750,000. That doesn't seem to be an uncommon example. Much of that is the cost of reinsurance that insurance companies buy to back what they're not able to pay in claims. They're required by the insurance commissioner to have reinsurance. So with the increase in litigation and the increase in reinsurance costs, which are going up all over the world, you're seeing those premiums go up, Joyce, and it's very concerning. And I know it's causing a lot of issues for condo boards across the state.
It sure is, and most of them have no clue what they can do about it. I mean, obviously, as you said, I can't do anything about the weather. But and even the reforms that are necessary for all the lawsuits, many of them, you know, just frivolous. How long is it going to take for that you're going to have reform in that area?
Great question, Joyce. You know, the litigation changes that the governor's working on so vociferously, that'll take about 2 to 3 years to wind itself through the process. So remember, every judgment that comes out for a $20 million judgment or a $2 million judgment or whatever those settlements are, that costs real money. And as, you know, litigation and claims costs go up, so do our insurance premiums. But it'll take, you know, some of the changes that the legislature made that requires people that want to sue their insurance company, you know, to find an attorney that will take that on contingency, and many of them will. Some attorneys are saying, I won't take those cases anymore. I have a hard time believing that with over 100,000 lawyers or more in our state, there are lawyers that will not help defend cases that are legitimate, that should be in the court. The most critical short-term change that could make a difference within 60 days, 90 days, is that we make a change to reinsurance provisions and how things are done in our state when it comes to reinsurance. Many of us on a team are trying to convince the legislature and the governor's office to do what we're calling a reinsurance bridge. Back in May, in December of last year, there were two special sessions on property insurance, and their legislature, they provided some small changes to reinsurance. In one instance, it was a couple of billion dollars. Another instance, it was $1 billion. Frame of reference, all the premium in the state of Florida, all of us that pay premiums, that's about $11 to $12 billion in premium. In terms of exposure, meaning if every building blew down and those claims had to be paid, you can imagine the trillions of dollars that is. The reinsurance backs up what the insurance premiums are in our state. So the governor legislature came up with about $2 or $3 billion, which I know sounds like a lot, but that's a small piece of what is needed to reinsure all the risk in our state of Florida. And so those of us on this team are asking the state to do more. And there's some experts that have been working on a plan that may not cost the state any money if we rearrange and redirect some of the funding that's out there in our state. I mean, we're sitting on a $20+ billion surplus. So we're hoping that the governor and the legislature will consider what we're calling a reinsurance bridge, which would be more state-sponsored reinsurance versus the very, very, very expensive private reinsurance that's purchased around the world from big companies in Switzerland and London and Bermuda. So think about this, Joy. About 35 to 40 cents of every dollar we pay in insurance premium goes to reinsurance, or traditionally has gone to reinsurance. We're looking for that number to go up to 50 cents for every dollar this year and maybe next year at 55. We need to trend that. And sources are telling me that if we do engage as a state in state-sponsored reinsurance, we could reduce premiums 15 to 20% in the next 69,126. So I consider litigation a long-term solution to bringing premiums down, stopping some of the frivolous lawsuits, and I consider this reinsurance bridge a short-term solution. We've just got to get the governor's attention.
Well, it's interesting because following my interview with you today, I'll be talking with State Senator Blaise Ingolia. And he always gives me the updates of what's going on in Tallahassee, and I don't often have something that I want to bring to him. So you have given me the subject matter that I'm going to be bringing up with him. You know, do you have support from the legislatures?
Right now it is not a priority. Senator Blaise Ingolia he understands insurance. He was chairman of the House Commerce Committee last year, which oversaw the insurance issues in our state. Awesome senator. You can tell him I said hello and that we would love him to help us get the attention of the governor about what you need, Joyce, is your listeners should, I'm assuming that you take emails or some kind of communication, they should send you a copy of their last year's premium and this year's premium from $250,000 last year to $750,000 this year, or whatever it is.
Right.
And give and share those with Senator Ingolia and say, can you help her? Yeah. Can you get a few of us in front of the governor? Can you help us talk to the leadership in the governor's office that during session we need to make some changes to the reinsurance laws? He is very powerful, knows a lot of people, and he understands insurance.
Right.
So he needs to see the real problem. What I find as I walk in the halls of the castle, I can talk about the premium increases. It's nothing like showing actual premium increase.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to make sure to get one here from my homeowners condo board and have that as a weapon. But can people be calling the legislators, you know, their representatives and their senators and badgering them a little bit? We'd love to do that.
You know, think it's very powerful to do that. It's one thing to call them. I would call them and then ask for the name of the person that they're talking to and immediately email them while you're on the phone with them. So they can just say, would you mind opening the email that I'm sending you so they can see what the increases are. I just don't believe that our senators and House members are seeing it.
Right.
They're hearing it. But my sister in Tampa owns a home right down the street from the Strawberry Festival, and her premium last year was $3,200. This year it's $7,000, and she's a retiree.
Right.
And so that's just on the single-family residential side. Mm. I can't imagine, Joyce, what you and your listeners are facing. And it directly affects the unit owners, as you know, and having to write the assessment check. So, again, I encourage all of you, get a copy of your last year's premium, this year's premium, and simply say to Senator Engoli and others, can you do something about this and help us with this reinsurance issue? Can you get the governor's passionate about so many things to make him see and get him to listen and ask he signals to the legislature. He
right.
wants them to do one more thing about reinsurance like they did in May and December. I think we'll get a home run.
Well, then from outside's ears, I'll do my part, and we'll get that message to Senator Engolia in just a few moments. But, Lisa, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on and clarifying some things about our role as the homeowners and condo owners in the state of Florida. We have to become activated, and I think you just lift. There. Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thank
appreciate
you so
your
much.
Time.
Give Senator Engolia my regards. He's a great man.
I sure will. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.